Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel. Patience, the Key to Success, by Stefan Vasilev. We live in fast times. A lot of things nowadays happen instantly. People have gotten used to that so much that it's easy to lose sight of the bigger picture and overreact to some events. In the world of football, every time a team doesn't win, it's a catastrophe. Have a bad month and there will be fractions of fans calling for the manager to get sacked. If a 22-year-old player is inconsistent and has stretches of matches where he has limited or bad impact, people will say that the guy is a waste of space. Just ask Divock Origi or Emre Can. Liverpool supporters seem to have forgotten the Liverpool way. Success is a combination of talent, discipline, hard work and continuity. The last time LFC really had a long-term plan was when Rafa Benitez was appointed manager. Let's have a trip down memory lane and examine how Rafa managed to build a title contender and possibly the best all-round Liverpool squad in the last 20 years, and compare that to what Jurgen Klopp is trying to do now. The inheritance. Rafa Benitez inherited a team that had finished in the previous season fourth, 15 points behind third-place Manchester United, and 30 points off champions Arsenal. The team conceded just 37 goals in 03-04 and had the best centre-back pairing in the last 20 years in Hupia and Carragher, a great defensive midfielder in Aman, and a young Steven Gerrard about to enter his prime. Improvement was needed in attack as the team only scored 55 goals in the last season with Gerard Houllier. The league at this point was very top-heavy, with only 5 Premier League clubs, Manchester United, Arsenal, Liverpool, Chelsea and Newcastle, in the top 50 of UEFA club rankings. Leeds were 16th, but got relegated. The begging. Rafa Benitez had the benefit of having a summer transfer window when he was put in charge. During his first transfer window, the club brought in Xabi Alonso, Djibril Cisse, Luis Garcia. Only 4 players left the club. Liverpool struggled in the league, losing 14 matches and finishing with 58 points, 2 less than the previous season. But in the end, nobody cared about the league because we won the Champions League for the 5th time in arguably the best final of all time. Having big ears back home made Rafa an instant legend and bought him the most precious thing a football manager can ask for, time. 58 points is the second worst points total since 2003-2004. Laying the foundation. In his second season, Rafa Benitez cleared the dead wood. 8 first-team players were sold or released. 9 first-team signings were made, notably Jose Reina, Daniel Agger, Momo Sissoko and Peter Crouch. The work of the Spaniard was becoming more and more apparent and the team finished third with 82 points, conceding just 25 goals and winning the FA Cup in the Steven Gerrard final. In my opinion, the team overachieved that season. The summer of 2006 was a busy one. Rafa was looking for more attacking options. Dirk Kuyt, Craig Bellamy and Jermaine Pennant arrived at Anfield. Alvaro Arbeloa was signed in the winter window while Javier Mascherano arrived on loan. The clear-out continued as 11 first-team players left. After what at the time was considered an unsuccessful campaign, the team finished third with 68 points, conceding just 27 goals. At this point, 3 full seasons in, Benitez had the core of his team built. An incredible defence, with one of the best midfield threes in the world in front of them. While the team had problems in scoring goals sometimes, the Spaniards' defence was one of the hardest to break down. Rafa had also won 2 cups and lost the Champions League final, while in the process of building a league contender. Bearing fruit. The final pieces of a title-contending team were brought in the summer of 2007. Fernando Torres and Ryan Babel were brought to fix the attacking inconsistency of the squad, while Javier Mascherano's move became permanent. Martin Skrtel and Lucas Leiva arrived at Anfield to provide the squad depth in critical positions. Liverpool looked ready to challenge for the title. It was not to be, as the Reds finished fourth with 76 points after drawing 13 times. Then came the 2008-2009 season. Liverpool were favourites to win the league in the beginning of the season. Too many draws cost us the title. 86 points is the highest the team has achieved in recent times. It took Rafa 4 full years and many transfers to build a team capable of competing for the league title. The club waited for the right players to be available at the right time. Winning trophies early was key for him because the supporters knew that the man in charge is a winner. The graph below shows an almost linear progression after the Spaniard's second season. Comparing to Klopp. Jurgen Klopp was appointed Liverpool manager when we were 10th in the league and struggling for points even in the Europa League group stages. The team had been performing below par for over a season. While the German couldn't turn our league fortunes around in part due to focusing on the cup runs, he got us to 2 cup finals, losing both. That is the big difference between him and Rafa Benitez. Klopp has failed to deliver a trophy in his first 2 seasons, and ultimately that's how the supporters judge a season. Having that in mind, it is important not to lose perspective. Benitez inherited a team that had cup winners and a solid core, especially in defence. Klopp found a squad without identity that was struggling and still is on defence. Back in the middle of the last decade, there was only one sugar daddy football club. The gap between the top 4 and all the other teams was bigger. Fast forward 10 years and there are now 6 clubs fighting for the Champions League places. All you need is patience. Klopp famously said that he wants to turn doubters to believers, fully realising that it may take a lot of time. It is easy to be a doubter after a loss and a bad performance, after yet another set-piece goal at the Anfield Road end, but we should not lose belief and sight of the big picture. The team has improved a lot. No matter what happens from here to the end of the campaign, this is already our second best season points-wise since 2008-2009. We have a brilliant manager and a good young squad. It's been almost a decade since fans could look into the next season and realistically expect the team to challenge for trophies. Hopefully, this is the start of a journey that will take us to the promised land. P.S. Congrats on the promotion, Rafa. You know, the most outstanding, gleaming, glaring point there in Stefan's article is when you look at the defence under Benitez and the defence under Klopp. And the contrast is so stunning. There's one season there with the first season that Reina, Agger, Sissoko and Crouch had arrived and the concession is just 25 goals. The FA Cup is won. Champions League was secured with third place position and 82 points. I mean, that's just remarkable stuff. And, you know, it's unfair, I think. And Stefan makes the point to really compare and contrast in terms of what was inherited. The club does not have, or did not have when he arrived, anything like the powerful and forceful figures to work with. And despite the fact that Benitez did probably recruit more effectively, I would say, in his early days, we have yet to give Klopp another summer transfer window where we're all built up now to see how this lavish spending will work out. Do we believe it? I'm not sure. I think a lot of us are conditioned to be incredibly skeptical about stuff like that. There's a lot of talking going on and I wish people would shut up until we had something organized and done. Anyway, an interesting comparison I think to make between Benitez and Klopp, again, because of the point that's made very early on, that the last time there was a sort of long-term plan that we could see was obviously under Rafa, because he was brought in with a view to him being there for a while. The same thing has been done with Klopp, and we are in our annoyance at having apparently thrown away something very, very good this season. We are, I think, possibly a little bit too harsh in on the bigger picture assessment. So there's some food for thought there. There's a couple of interesting graphs there that you might want to go and have a look at anfieldindex.com that attach here to Stefan's article. And we'll be back tomorrow with more of the same.
Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.